Yo, what's up, everybody? You're not tuned in to Off the Rock, man, and I'm here and I got the gang with me. What's going on, everybody?
Gang.
Yerp.
What's going on, man? You know, I got Cam in the building. What's good, Cam?
What's popping? What's popping?
I got Aaron in the building. Bougie Hippie, what's good?
You know, life is bliss.
Yeah, this is great when it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Andy with an I. What's going
yes,
on?
Yes, thank you. I'm doing great. I'm doing better now.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
It's the I.
It's the I.
You definitely gotta respect it. You gotta respect it.
Period.
You know it. So here, man, we're gonna do something new today. I think we're doing two truths and a lie. Don't let me mess up.
Yeah, you got it.
So Andy, because this is your thing, you know, you bringing up the two truths and a lie.
Right.
I feel like you should go first.
Okay. So my two truths and a lie is I woke up at 7 a.m. That's one.
Oh, that's tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. 7 a.m. wake up.
I ate a wholesome breakfast this morning.
Wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
Not lacking.
Anything.
Mm.
Runneth over.
Mm-hmm.
All of it runneth over.
And I skipped dinner last night.
Well,
What is your two truths?
See, I feel like you set yourself up for this.
Yeah, because right? you got two
I ate
foods.
Dinner last night and
I did not eat dinner.
She said she skipped dinner last night and she had a wholesome breakfast this morning. I feel like those.
See,
I think one leads to another. You see what I'm saying?
I see that, and then I also see like the scary part of trying to pick one. Do you
mm-hmm.
see? Like,
yeah, it might be a setup.
It is, because like if you say, oh yeah, I believe you skipped dinner, then she's going to be like, what you trying to say?
So let me ask you this. You said you woke up at what time?
Oh, yeah, that's what you saying.
7 a.m.
Cap-a-rooney.
I'm going to say that's a nah.
Cap-a-rooney.
I know you be resting.
You be asleep now.
Oh, yeah. That's I got to say that's cap, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seemed like a heavy snorer.
I did not wake up at 7 a.m. I barely woke up at 8 a.m. And rolled out of bed at
you're saying 8 a.m. A.m.?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can't pronounce what it really means, so I'm not going to.
Why you gonna do it?
8 a.m.
Like, you know we just.
8 a.m. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right, then, Cam. You tell us your two truths and a lie.
Okay.
All right.
I ate Waffle House today, this morning.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm doing acting classes. I'm in acting classes now. The theatrics. The theater. And I've been reached out to do a music video.
Well, I already know you've definitely been reached out to do a music video. I feel like you do those all the time. So I know that's a truth.
But it's usually me doing the reaching. This time, maybe, possibly. Now, you know I do reaching out. But do I get reached out towards?
Yes, you do some reaching out.
You do get reached out to.
Yeah,
you did eat Waffle House.
I think the lie is he's taking acting classes.
For
I don't
sure.
feel like he's taking acting classes.
I already know how to act. I don't need these classes.
That is.
I was going to say, you got it.
That is. Mm-hmm. I got it right.
Yeah.
What about you, Rob?
I say, all right, my two truths and a lie. I have 20 pairs of sneakers. I have worked for a place named after one singular day. I performed in front of 80,002 people before.
You have never worked at Fridays.
No, that one's the truth, but it's not that place.
Okay, so what was the first one? What was the first one again?
I have 20 pairs of shoes.
I've been in your house. You got shoes. You got shoes.
I think that's a lie.
No, he might have 20.
That's a lie.
Like 20 in your household or 20 to yourself?
To myself.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
That's what I'm saying.
80,002?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real number.
That's a real number.
That would stand out to somebody.
Yeah, that's oddly specific to that's Pacific Ocean right there.
So which one are we going with? Which one?
You don't got 20 shoes.
I don't have 20 shoes.
I don't think you worked at Fridays.
Okay, and
maybe 80,000, but not 80,002.
Cam got it right.
So was it 80?
You can't lie to me. Can't put you on no stand, man.
Was,
I can see right through you.
Actually,
guilty.
80,000 fans.
Not 80,002.
I knew that too. It's just so weird.
Shout out to Auburn.
Like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're the 80,000 people.
Oh yeah. But I did work for a place named after a singular day. It's Tuesday morning.
I was thinking, but I did. So that wasn't. So I wasn't wrong.
Not just a day, a certain
wrong.
Time
yeah,
of
but
day.
I just went right.
Yeah,
right. A specific.
Tuesday morning should only be open
Tuesday in the morning.
On Friday nights.
Yeah.
What?
Aaron, what was your two truths and a lie?
All right. I took my stops off my skates. Gigi ate a cigarette while I was walking her. Ugh. And I only fell once skating last night.
Okay, so you definitely went skating. I think I looked at the story recently.
She only fell once. That's the lie. Mm. That's it right there.
I don't think them stops off.
She definitely took them stops off. You know what? I think I peeped at a story earlier. The wheel, the toesy look.
Because she took the stops off that made
the fall more often. So now Gigi, beautiful dog. Beautiful dog.
Oh, she gonna eat that cigarette.
She might. I've seen her eat things.
She's a chain smoker.
Now look. Maybe it wasn't us. She definitely ate something. I've seen Gigi eat some questionable things.
Yeah.
She's a
connoisseur of interesting flavors.
We ain't gonna do my dog, your dog, Gigi, like that. I'm gonna say it's the cigarette thing.
All right. My lie was that I took my toe stops off my skates. I didn't get a chance to.
She's so precautious.
I wanted to. We were working on our routine last night, and we're like, let's take them off. And I'm like, all right. But I needed a Phillips head. Mine was different.
You're a very cautious woman.
Yeah.
So I was ready to take them off because y'all did a really cool move, and it would have been
not
so.
A cool move.
It would have been sick if I didn't have them toe stops on. Mm.
So what, could you not do the routine without the stop? Why are we being
because
reckless?
They add like an extra inch to it, so it's like when I'm trying to do like dips and stuff, like they're gonna get in the way.
See, my car needs a bumper.
Oh, we focused on the wrong thing in here.
Okay.
Look, what are we focusing on today?
We're supposed to focus on the fact that this dog ate a cigarette and this is animal abuse.
What?
And
no, it's
spicy.
Not.
We're
don't even do that.
Like she gave it to him, make him smoke it.
No.
He ain't going to pop up on Gigi and she like.
Out of her way to eat cigarettes. I think it's a tobacco.
To go out of her way. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now, Gigi's stronger than most people that I know.
That's 70 pounds of pure muscle, just determined. Hey. Pure muscle and determination.
Determination.
Yeah.
Know where strength come from, right?
And she can fly, too. I don't know if you've seen Gigi jump.
Yeah.
That's a solid 40 vertical right there. Yeah. All right.
You need to get ready for, you know how they got that movie out, Cocaine Bear?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have
Cocaine Juicy
Canine coming out next.
It's so annoying when she does that, y'all.
She's going to have some Timberlands on the next time we see her.
She used to like blacks when she was a puppy.
Wait a minute.
Now she's a Newport dog.
No, really?
So she was racist?
No. Anyway,
she's only racist if she eat camel for the nicotine.
See, I'm not a cigarette connoisseur. I just know that I don't want her doing it, and I'm like,
yeah, I just sold them.
Yeah. If I come to your house and your dog asks me for Newport Short 100s, I know something.
See, I usually do Marlboros, but these will do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pause. Why is it spicy?
I had to tell her get out of here before I call Paw Patrol.
What'd you say?
Get her on up out of here.
Ooh, see, the fact that I know Paw Patrol, I can't tell you one of them dogs' name, but my children, they can tell you every last one of them.
They probably know Bluey, too.
Bluey hard. Love Bluey.
Mm-hmm. I thought one of the child names was Oscar. It's not.
Yeah, that's the Proud family, ain't it?
I think that, yeah, that's the Proud
family. That's the daddy.
True.
Are we mixing shows? I'm confused.
Oh. Don't watch TV with kids. You don't know.
I watch Bluey by myself. Mm.
I don't even know what that is.
Mm.
Gonna have to use your
we got a culture.
Candy Google machine.
Bluey? First, Blue's Clues?
No, it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
You're getting all your dogs mixed up. See, Bluey, Blue's Clues, and Paw Patrol need to go ahead and sit down, have a cordial children's dog meeting.
Like a dog park theme show. And then Clifford gonna pull up.
Yeah.
Clifford gonna...
Well, see, now I feel like it's becoming like tension now. Because you got all these blue dogs and this big this red dog. Like,
Blue is a girl.
He the OG, though. He the OG.
Set tripping dog. Clifford. I can't get with it.
Clifford is the OG.
That's the Clifford. OG.
That's Big Red right there.
I just feel like he should... identify as Blifford just because
as Blifford
keep it down.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But well, you know who we can call to get to the bottom of this, right? Scooby Doo.
You know what? He gonna solve it every time.
Ruh-roh.
He gonna get it. Ain't gonna give him a snack. Why yet?
Nah, you gotta give him that snack, bro. He do any goddamn thing.
That's true.
See that right now.
What? That's true. That's a very food motivated animal.
In a whole, them, you know what? Them sub sandwiches. I actually wanted to make one. My mama slapped us. Oh, you use all my loaf of bread. You use. I was like, I'm trying to make things like Scooby Doo.
A 14 layer sandwich.
No, listen, I was just, hey, Scoob, and I was slapping stuff on the. Ooh, I can still feel it on the back of my neck. She came up from behind and just.
Bow. She had cock back, and she just.
And she said, "You better eat it all." I was planning on it, but.
Oh my God!
You got to do it like them in two bites.
Yeah. At least this one she kept out of her drawers.
Right. It couldn't fit.
Oh my God!
I could, I would have ran off.
We definitely on a ginger roll. Yeah, now we on ginger rolls part two. Yeah, kind of got to get into it because like the last time I wasn't able to be here for the festivities of the ginger rolls and the conversations.
Welcome back.
I had some stuff I wanted to get off my chest about it, but before we even get into all of that,
chesticles.
You know, we got to make sure we dive into feminism. Like, you know, I don't think it's been dived into enough, and I know how Andy with an eye.
Andy, feel about that feminism.
Andy with the eye feels about the feminism. She is not a feminism. But we need to make sure.
She is not a feminism. You are not a feminism. I'm here for it.
So
the verdict is, you are not the feminism.
Oh my God. I feel like I gotta pull a Judge Mathis, sit you down and be like, hey.
Why'd you say Judge Mathis? That's my dog. Now he can spot a crackhead.
Yeah, whoa. Can he tell you why he do that though?
Can you spot a feminist?
Maybe. That's what we need to know. But you know why he like say like you crackhead?
That's my dog.
You know why he say that though?
Why?
He say that so that way it embarrasses them on TV, so they have a reason to do better.
Because you don't want to be known as the person who is a crackhead on TV, and you're still just a crackhead.
He like, say, I know a crackhead when I see a crackhead, ma'am. And you giving me crackhead.
Then when you see him in real life, you're like. Judge Mathis was right about you. And they out here, no, he wasn't. I'm going to do better.
Nah, ain't nothing you can do about that, Craig.
What you say? I caught you. I caught you. And hey. Well,
Go ahead.
I'm neither a feminist or an anti-feminist. I'm kind of like in the middle. Like, I support feminism as far as like getting your rights and you can vote. And, you know, they trying to take the birth control away and things like that. That's the anti-feminism, but the feminism, like, down with the women. Mm-hmm. And then you got your anti-feminism that's just like, I don't support none you do. But that ain't true about me. So I'm like in the middle. I don't know what to call it, but I know there's a name for it.
Okay. Femcentrist.
So feminism, let's just dive into the dictionary thing of it, all right? Feminism is a range of socio-political movements and ideologies that aim to define and establish the political, economic, personal, and social equality of the sexes. Feminism holds the position that societies prioritize the male point of view and that the women are treated unjust in these societies. That is the definition of feminism and a little about it, I guess. Mm-hmm. So you saying that you do not support women and their point of view of being treated unjust and
she sure don't.
that's not what I said. That's what I said. I'm in the middle because it's care nuanced about your vote.
Right.
You know, I care about you.
Maybe not extreme feminism. You know?
Yeah, I'm not a. I look the way, and I'm gonna get real Kevin Samuels. The way you women act is just unacceptable.
Oh, Lord.
Get you a high value.
No,
high value.
Please don't.
I don't think it's the fact that you don't believe in feminism. I just think you just heavily believe in gender roles.
Yeah, you know what? Because back in whenever feminism started, I'm just be me, and I'm speaking personally. Like, whoever said, hey, you need to go get a job. We got to vote now. We got to do this. And I was just doing housewifery and just chilling. Like, Now I gotta go do something. Now, who thought of that? They need to get punched in the back. Like, I wasn't in on this. I wasn't, that wasn't my view.
Yeah, I understand.
You know? Thank you. Like, I love the fact that I can vote. I love the fact that I can go get a job. But I'm not going to go get a job that, you know, like, I'm not going to go to war.
Yes, you is.
I'm not going to war.
I mean, that's your own person. It's,
right, that's a personal.
Men out here, it's like, yes. You know,
you're getting drafted.
You need a
welcome to the
NFL
Lakers.
NFL draft, the NBA. I'm not going out there. Why should I go fight for you if you won't fight for me right here?
Right,
you know,
right,
there's like people who say that, and there's people who, you know, mm-hmm. But I support the troops. Tell them all the time, man. I appreciate you fighting for my friend. You're a real one. You know what I'm saying? I hate what they do to some of y'all when you come back, but
you
know.
They weird. Yeah. They weird to us.
Yeah. And I ain't going to say that. I'm a crazy feminist. I mm-hmm. just support women. I support their rights.
I don't know how long I'm going to be on that side, but I'm with you right now.
Yeah, you know.
Like, I support you.
Yeah. Support me.
Yeah, I support you, girl. You a feminist?
You know, I like to...
Let's say again.
I mean, I personally I identify as a feminist, but I think that there, yes, I do.
Okay.
I bougie hippie identify as a feminist.
Right on, sister.
Because I mean, I think there's layers to it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's different aspects in the sense that I do support other women and I do need my birth control. You know, but I am a housewife. I am. That's where I'm at. But I still support anybody who wants to work or who wants to do
whatever it is that they were allowed to do.
Right.
Got the new vote to do.
Yeah, which is real. You know, that's I'm kind of that way myself. Yeah. But when I think about it, I advocate for women at my job. You know,
if
I see a woman that's in the same position as me, but, you know, and she wants to be there, like in a lower position, looks at my position, there's a spot, there's a void. She fits all of the qualifications. Why can't she have that job?
Yeah.
You know, she's doing better than Joe or, you know, whoever. Tom or Billy. Billy
Harry.
Just barely shows up on time.
Also, I want to say Happy Women's History Month, y'all.
Happy Women's History Month. See, I'm
the month of March.
I didn't even know
that's Women's History Month.
It's March.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, yeah. Happy Women's.
Don't look at me. I ain't know.
I ain't know either. The only thing I know about March is March Madness.
And my son's birthday in March. I knew that.
Nah, and there's that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
happy birthday to him, whenever that day is.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell him exactly that. Happy birthday, whenever that day is.
That day
a
is.
Man born in Women's History Month? Ugh, the patriarchy.
Oh, God.
Is it the patriarchy or the progress?
Man, I heard something the other day. I was just like kind of scrolling through.
Oh, man.
And it's this line, the dude said, and you know, it's Women's History Month, but he said this, and I was like, yo, this is a cold line. I'm gonna have to use it. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, I'm jealous. Mm-hmm. Told the lady, he's like, you jealous. It's like, jealous of what? Your heart. And then he was like, she's like, why are you jealous of my heart? Because it's pounding inside of you and I'm not.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wild.
Wow. And what did you scroll?
Oh, this was like TikTok.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. TikTok,
so I came up with,
TikTok would come up.
I came up with some on my own.
Oh,
I ain't saying I'm on here.
Okay.
You know, you can't be giving out all the riz out here.
Right.
You all know? The riz. Look at you getting on the new young people folk.
Right. He speaks young people.
Yeah,
he speaks Gen Z.
Man.
That's lit, my guy.
Fire.
Working on my riz god over Fire. Here, all right?
Cam, are you a feminist?
Listen, my slime.
Oh no.
Not slime.
I support anyone doing anything until it goes against me personally. I feel like everybody should be allowed to do everything over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't care what rights you have. I don't know. If I'm not giving them to you, you know, I'm not in charge of the rights, the lefts, the ups, the downs.
None of that.
It don't matter to me what you do. Just, you know, when you come to me, I'm gonna be treated like a person at the end of the day. That's that's what I believe. So
that's real. That's
all
real.
All right.
That's real. Well, you know, since we all are somewhat feminist,
I don't want none of them women having rights though.
Well, wait a minute. Huh?
What'd you say?
What were we talking about, Rob?
Yeah, no. You know. Damn, with the crossover.
What
on
you
here,
say?
Up
this is like the second time in this one show. I'm counting.
I know.
I hear you.
But
I'm gonna run it back.
Since we here and we all back here today. I did want to dive back into the gender roles and really kind of give my opinion, because I hate I wasn't here to give my opinion, but I appreciate y'all for holding it down. Holding it was down. A really great episode. A lot of people was responsive to it, telling us about it, you know. And if you listen to this and you also want to send your own views of gender roles, feel free to. You can DM us on Instagram or be a G and send us mail at offtherock@gmail.com. That's offtherockpod@gmail.com. I'll say it one more time. offtherockpod@gmail.com. Alright. Yeah, so, you know, we would love to hear your thoughts and love to, you know, for you to reach out to us and tell us what you think. But for me, when I listened to that show and I was thinking about some of the things that y'all talked about, when I think about gender roles, I really think that, you know, gender roles really is just, like, it's only a thing because we are suppressing the value of one gender. I mean, it's equal. There are obligations to both, and you're entitled if you think, you know, that it's just supposed to be for you, and spoiled if you think that these things just supposed to be obligations for you. Mm-hmm. Well, not, you know, just given to you off the strength, like, you know. I think, like, in both sides, there's a balance to it. I mean, I get it. It's supposed to be a balance to it. If, you know, I know you, I don't want to, like, focus on singular tasks, because, I mean, there are singular tasks that gender roles require.
Yeah.
But I'm like, meet me halfway. It's all, like, reciprocating energy in the relationship.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, like, have y'all ever had, like, a coach or a teacher that invested in you?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, people who cared for you and nurtured you? Like, did you really think about your feelings? Like, that right there made you want to do whatever to make those people smile, happy, and think highly of you.
Right.
And if you could do that for a teacher, or you could do that for a coach, why can't you do that for your spouse? No matter whatever the task is, you know? Like, it's some things in a relationship that one person might be better than you at. It's a strength of theirs and a weakness for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that depends on, you know, like, it varies from person to person, right?
Yeah.
So, say, like, if I'm not a mechanic, but my girl went to, like, mechanic school.
Not mechanic school.
just being real, sorry, I can't think of the name.
I don't know it. I'm going to say
She studied to be a mechanic.
Yeah.
Why would I try to be, oh man, I'm the man, I'm gonna go over here, I'm gonna fix this alternator. Now I got the air compressor where the alternator's supposed to be, and the car driving backwards, neutral is dry.
The brakes hurt on your air conditioner.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Crank that thing up. Mine don't work.
And if she, that's when she would take the lead of the role.
Right.
To fix the car, because you know more about the car
than I do.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hand you the wrench.
I mean,
I don't think you need
to hold the light.
Hold the light.
You gonna hold the light?
I got the flashlight for you, babe. I got that.
Cause I be holding the light.
I am a firm light holder.
But I think it just depends on each person and their individual circumstances, because I think gender roles are kind of just like a blueprint that's just taught to us. It doesn't, just because that's the way you were taught doesn't mean it's necessarily like how you have to be. But I think that's just what happens when you enter a relationship with someone. You know, you're two people with your own individual experiences coming together, and you're trying to figure out what works for you. Because, like me, I'm not taking out the trash because my daddy took out the trash. That's just how I think.
So you telling me you just sit there and let the trash just sit there?
Incorrect.
Like, what if
incorrect?
I mean, like, what if you didn't have a man? So who's supposed to take out the trash?
Well, then it's me. But but that's not the reality I'm in. I'm in the reality where I have a man.
Okay.
Who takes out the trash, but in the event where he's not able to, or whatever circumstance, or he waits too long, like, I'll just take it out. But I'm going to address it because, like, that's a thing that I expect from him.
So if you expect that from him, what are the things that he expect from you? Just for those who's listening, you know?
Well, I mean, the standard house whiffery things. The cooking, the cleaning.
Yes,
you
I
know?
Do the cooking. Yes, I do the cleaning.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Make sure that the dog is eating the cigarettes.
Okay.
And he had his daily dose of nicotine.
Oh, my God.
And laundry, but I do kind of slack on laundry, but that's just because I don't like laundry.
Aaron hates everybody laundry.
Nobody
Aaron
does.
Hates
I
laundry.
I hate laundry.
Laundry is like I do the dishes.
She do a good sit down before the laundry ends.
It's just it's easy for people to see tasks, like just see tasks and things. But I've seen in certain relationships, certain like, because people will talk to me about certain things. But one person will require something of another person, give roles to more roles to another person, and not do them themselves. If the energy in the relationship is supposed to be the same, I mean, the roles shouldn't matter.
I feel like societally, is that the right word?
It is today.
Okay.
I like you.
So, I think I'm going to start adopting some of these, at least for a month. I think, like, this month, I'm going to really just, like, be all right with switching things up. Because, like, Andy, I think, like, one of your friends were talking to you about something one time. And you know which conversation I'm talking about. He's like, man, dudes, now, they'll just be like, hey, I got this going on. And now guys will be like, well, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do about it?
How you gonna fix it now? And now I'm gonna stand in front of doors at restaurants and wait till somebody opens it. You know, I'm gonna be served now. You know what I'm saying?
As you should.
I mean, yeah, if that's what you feel like you're worthy of getting, then you should get that. Somebody will open that door.
I promise you.
They will.
Like, I break their neck to open that door.
Especially with that haircut.
They don't care.
You go, boy, you gonna be standing at that door.
I'm gonna be standing there for a good minute.
Bro. Like,
nah, I think to kind of like go off what you were saying, like you know, the coach analogy that you put in.
Yeah.
I think that chalks it up to appreciation as well. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna do this because I appreciate what you did for me, and I just wanna show that I can, you know, show my appreciation and things that you would like me to do for you, vice versa. And yeah, I totally agree on, you know, I want things, well, I expect things, and I'm not gonna, you know, do those said things. That's the difference. Like, I can do everything that I'm expecting you to do.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason why I'm expecting you to do it, I know I can do it, and I know you can do it too, you know, but it's like, we both can do it. It's not an issue if we rather, but like, if you're not capable of doing it in that time, like, i.e. you're not there, I'll do it.
Right.
And no, I'm not gonna like let it just pile up, but you know, I'm gonna sit it to the side.
Yeah.
Right.
Let it wait on you, you know.
You know, a good day.
After a day,
it's a problem. And I'm like, I just gotta go ahead and do it myself.
I think that's, you know, fair, because, you know, you're getting off work. The man probably don't even want to. He probably just want to get in the bed, get something to eat, you know, and that's it. That's it for the night,
right?
And that's okay.
And you know, it's just the main thing this stuff boils down to is communication,
right?
Because if it's ways that you like things and you communicate those things effectively and properly, then it should be smooth.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rock, let me ask you: what traditional gender roles do you feel like you fall into?
I don't really follow traditional gender roles. It's like, if I see a problem, I handle it. Mm-hmm. And I just ask that you do the same. Right. Like, it's energy. If it's something too heavy for you to do, then communicate that with me, and I'll do that. If it's something you would like me to do, then communicate that. I would do that. But I'm not finna just be at home hungry as hell and be like,
I'm gonna
wait till my wife get here to cook. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm in the kitchen. I'm thinking about making such and such. How you feel about it?
Okay.
And then she'll be like, yeah, I like this. Or no, I don't like that. Let's try this. And then I'll go in the kitchen, I'll fix it up. I even serve the plate. What type of juice, wine, beer, drink, whatever you want, put that to the side. I did that. Now, all I'm asking is, sometime down the week, when I come in and you at home chilling, can you make me something?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just kind of put it like that.
Yeah.
If you are having a bad day, communicate that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not feeling the best today. I'm kind of down, whatever,
yeah,
such
and
such.
Food on me, though. Let's go out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
There
food
it
on
is.
Me, though. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's
like. You know, that if I do follow any traditional gender role, is I like opening doors, and I like
chivalry is,
you know,
dead.
You, no, it's not. It's just, can I use it? Can I use it? My 1B.
Yes.
Chivalry is not dead. It's just sick of ungrateful bitches. So I'm like,
get this man his ticket.
Right.
I'm
ungrateful.
I'm just saying, if this is like, I, with the coach analogy,
yeah.
If you make me feel appreciated, nurtured, wanted,
taking my love for granted.
Period.
Okay, well, I gotta add that in there.
Ungrateful.
Oh my god!
Y'all ungrateful. We
if you support and nurture the person, they will give back to you.
T 10 times.
And because, you know, love is fold. Love is not 50-50 or 100-100. Love is the percentage that you're willing to give when the other ones can't.
Now, put that in the meme.
Remember, I said can't. Mm-hmm. I didn't say when they didn't want to.
Well, that's their 100% at that time.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're giving all they got still.
They ain't worth a dime.
Yeah, and that's communication. Like, hey, this ain't gonna work for me.
Yeah, this all I got.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think, like you said, everything does come back to communication. Because, like, for me, I don't want to pump my gas. And I've made that very clear. Like, and I'm not pumping my gas at night. It's just not happening.
I'm not even getting gas. I will ride that
just not doing it.
It
like,
sucks for women at gas stations.
Hey, Lamont. Hey.
Y'all going to the wrong gas station.
No,
I can I don't care what gas station. You can go to Sam's Club gas station.
I can go to the Raceway by the Murphy by Publix.
That's the wrong gas station.
That's not the
What's
wrong
the right
one.
Gas station?
Please. Enlighten
don't go to
us.
Gas station. Your house.
Get the gas delivered.
It's like
by your dinosaur.
It's like gas horror stories for women.
Oh my!
Why do men do that? Like, why do you feel like it's the prime opportunity for you to holler at a woman while she is pumping gas?
I don't get it. There ain't no building that you go to. There ain't a holler at me building.
I think it's because it's vulnerable. We're vulnerable though. Because
look at her pumping her own gas.
No, literally.
For real.
And like that's why like if there's a man with me, like go Please, pump this gas. Pump so I like we could just save all this trouble.
A man came up to my car while I was pumping gas, looked in my car, and he was like, I see you got kids. I was like, hey man, I'm good. He was like, ain't nobody want your ugly ass anyway. And I was like, you mad at me because I said no.
How you gonna try to holler at me then call me ugly? Ugly. Why did you want an ugly person?
Exactly. And like, said, that's why I was gonna pump your gas. I said, I'm so good. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to take my kids to school. It's like,
well, they expected to do that, I think. Like it's usually the dude's job to talk at some point. And what? They're supposed to follow you somewhere else?
He did.
Oh, okay. So, no. Because I heard people shooting their shot at me like, I looked at you. Yeah, that was the whole shot. I looked at you.
Girls
you
speak see different me see? Language.
I liked your post twice. You didn't get it? No.
I didn't understand.
That's what I'm saying. Some stuff can't help but fall into like a way of being because it's just a
safety
thing.
The gas station's where is that?
No.
Where is it at?
Anywhere but.
Yeah.
You can holler at me in the grocery store. Don't holler at me in no gas station. I feel threatened.
So threatened.
I feel so scared.
Some people are like, hey, don't holler at me at the grocery store. Get at me when I'm getting gas or something.
And I bet, like, if you told just the average Joe this, it'd be like, well, you know, you can't sit there and wait for, you know, you might not ever see her again. And blah, blah, blah.
Well, see like, me in your dreams, babe. Like,
man, what you say?
Oh, okay.
And, no, how about this? If it is gonna be at the gas station, can we go in the store where it's people? Not at the pump. Like, that's where it be happening, at the pump.
Because
y'all be at the pump. Just hey, LaMama, hey, yeah, do that little trot. Excuse me, ma'am. Like, don't worry about it. I will hop in my little Rainier so fast.
So, Cam, this is what we need to do. We need to invest in a
holla at me building.
Nah, like a tank, like a truck tank. We can call it like Gas Buddy. We buy petroleum. Right?
I hear you. I know where this is going.
We make an app.
Upcharge them on the gas.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody finna buy it anyway.
But, yes, they is.
But
we come by.
We will come
to your house in the truck and fill your car up.
I mean, I don't know.
I see.
Might be onto something with
I see smiles.
And what we'll do?
Bleep this out of the podcast. Don't y'all steal mine.
I mean, oh, if they do, thank God. I don't have to do it.
You know? I ain't gotta do it.
You know, like if you could do that, you know, maybe charge like maybe like a dollar or two. If,
maybe your truck is, you know, like slightly cents. Explosive. Yeah,
like 50 cents upcharge.
50 cents upcharge.
Because like your business, like everybody.
This is safety. Work. This is important.
This is the gas. Like I've
this
been
is
trying.
The gas. You're vulnerable.
Yeah. Right, do you want the gas jokes. Or not?
50 cents.
I still got a budget, y'all.
Right.
You want to be safe?
Once a month.
You want to be safe or you want a budget? You need to choose.
You choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
We got the game here, baby. You, hey, beggars can't be choosers. So
obviously.
You want to get hollered at or do you want us to pull up?
I just want the man to pump the gas.
Hey, look,
I want
look,
my man to
look,
pump my
look.
Gas.
We'll do this. We'll do this. For an extra $3. We'll even change your windshield wipers.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not above pumping my own gas. It's just like I had to do it in the daylight.
I understand.
No nighttime. And
it's not an option at night.
When the sun starts to set, the gas is where it's at. I'm not touching it. I'm not. It's going to be that nigga going to sit on E. It's tomorrow.
Come golden hour. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You outside taking pics.
I'm for real. Yeah. Yeah. When the sun blinks just the right thing, we're not pumping any gas.
We're nothing not pumping anything.
Mm-hmm. Anything. Yes. No, sir.
So,
no,
sir. Andy Wood and I.
Yes, sir.
That was something that you talked about the other day about, like, do men parent themselves? Is that what it was?
Yeah, like,
what is it? What were you talking about?
So me and Aaron was having a discussion, and we noticed that with women, we tend to let her, like, put ourselves first, like, in, like, as a parent, like, hey, have you ate today? Because sometimes people just run themselves ragged. Like, we'll just go without eating, go without showering, go without sleep or rest, or really just push themselves. So actually today I had that option to parent myself. Like, my job was buzzing, like, hey, can you come in. I politely said no, because I just simply don't have the energy to do that right now. Like, it's just no, and I know that's gonna be overbearing and that's gonna be too much. So I had to parent myself. I had to say, baby, no, we can't do that. Money is well, however, peace is eternal. Like, let's
right not. And dude, just kind of, that was kind of a conversation about femininity as well. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, one of the reasons we're able to thrive in our femininity is because we do prioritize ourselves. Yeah,
hear that, ourself. Like, I love me more,
and I feel like a lot of men don't because given just like how they were raised or whatever, but you know, a lot of men are just not kind to themselves. Like, they're not. They run themselves ragged. They
beat themselves up.
Yeah.
I gotta do this. I gotta do better. I gotta just do.
Because we are, with men, we are known or loved for what we can provide. Yeah. And y'all might have like an emotional clock. Men have like a financial clock. Like, we on the clock now. All of the people that we see around us, they think about age and time and money. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to be at a social, you know,
economic
spot as far as what we are in our lives for age. We get judged on that constantly. Most of the time, most people wouldn't even find an adequate companion due to how much money they have. You know how many, like the song Scrubs?
Yeah, I don't want no Scrubs.
Exactly. Scrubs, like
every City Girl song.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, I gotta grind. I gotta do this. I'm on myself about doing this.
Hold on. Let's like dive into that really quick. Like, I said, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is gotta get no love from me. Da da da. You riding in a passenger side or your best friend ride.
Like, why are you talking to this girl?
Like, not even just that. It's a scrub is a guy that thinks he fly, but also known as a buster. So first of all, you're a bum and you're not even like you don't have no drive. That's different from a man that's like just not in that
exactly
state right now. Like, that's different from like, oh man, I'm trying to get it. I'm getting on my feet. I'm moving. As far as this bomb buster dude, ninja, over here just like, hey, little mama, let me get your number. Your breath smell like cigarettes and butt.
I guess my thing is like, it's one thing if you're a person moving towards goal, but it'd be stagnant men. Like,
trying to holler.
Yeah.
Trying
and
to
so like, I feel like you can't listen to songs like that because like they're talking about a specific type of man. Unless, hit dogs holler and you're not that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, like
that song does not apply.
It don't apply to you.
Or maybe that song don't, but there's many others that do. And I'm not trying to say it applies just to me myself. But most men out here, we feel as if we have to do all of this to be able to be in the spot that we need to be.
Do women make it very hard? Age. Yes, because the music that we have out here today, you know, he gotta got money, he gotta do this, he gotta have this, he gotta have that. You know, that's another thing why I don't like about a little particular part, because baby, where were you when that money was? You didn't even have all this money at a point in time.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, that rubs me the wrong way, because now men are like looking at me to and expecting me to act a certain way. Like, they'll hide things from you at this point. Like, oh, well, I can't tell I ain't got no job, or I just lost my job. Why? Because
she don't want to talk to me.
Yeah, she don't want to talk. But that's untrue. Right. That's very much untrue. Because I need, like you said, it all just falls down to communication. But we all got this, it's a narrative out here now, like from women, that if the ninja ain't got no money, you can't talk to us. But I just want you to have a drive, ambition, like
communication,
like you motivated, self-motivated alone. Like, you don't need me to be motivated and go get your own things. You know,
you want them to parent themselves.
Just parent, just like put yourself first.
I wouldn't say like parent. I would mostly say like just be self, aware, like self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say parent, that also goes with other restrictions.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I think, parenting is a pretty broad, but what we're like getting on is like basically just loving yourself and putting yourself first. Like,
yes, yeah,
knowing your limits. Like, I've seen men like literally like, hey, why you say you're not going to work, you know, blah 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 blah. You will go overwork yourself, not I.
No, if I don't feel good, I just can't do it.
I can't do it, because you're going to get a poor person at the job.
And I think that applies past like work and social situations too. If you don't have the energy, like, that's not fair of me to be around you if I don't have that energy.
No,
to give you, because I'm giving you half energy. I'm giving you lackluster,
mm-hmm.
and a lackluster experience. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, and it's just not cool at the end of the day. But
I mean, that goes to y'all. You know, mm-hmm. it's just about I get that. You know, you don't want people to go over their limits and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't even know what their
limits are. Yeah, mm-hmm. like.
But you know what? Kind of going back to the parenting thing, there are some restrictions, because, you know, with parenting, I think there's boundaries that have to be established. And so when you know your boundaries, when you know your personal boundaries, because, again, you're parenting yourself, it's like, this is a non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you have any non-negotiables?
I don't really know.
Yeah.
To me, I'm one of those people who I'm always on the go.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you have good boundaries?
I know that that's just me, though. Like, I'm one of those people, I don't like to sit still.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not me. I feel like if I sit still for too long.
You're not doing that thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I hear that a lot out of men. I hear mm-hmm. that a lot. So what is your piece? Like, what do you do to just, you know what? This, like, on my day off, like, you know the TV shows, oh, I get my recliner and my beer, my game, and don't nobody talk to me, you know, that gender role right there with the dads, you know, that was my daddy.
That is
please
my daddy.
Don't mess with him on this time. So do you have something like that?
I would say, like, music is mine. Not, like, just sitting down, like, I'm aspiring to be a rapper. Like, nah, like, none of that. Like, I don't want you to think that, like, I'm at home making a million bars. Like, I'm coming for y'all next summer.
What'd you say? I'm
like,
dropping
next
summer.
It's not me. Yeah. But, like, playing music is my freedom.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, it's just something about it. Whenever you get into a groove and you just into mm-hmm. that and creating,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel like that's my piece as well. But don't get me wrong. I'll sit down and watch an anime or two.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I play some Need for Speed or some Call of Duty or something, mm-hmm. you know.
Do you know anything about Minecraft?
A little bit, yeah.
Very, very soothing. Very time consuming, but mm-hmm. soothing at the least.
Yeah, because you can create like an alter. You
everything.
Know.
Yeah, you know. Like everything.
I don't get it.
But that would.
What do you mean you don't get it?
I've been trying to get it. I don't get it.
You got to sit that way. You got to do it yourself. I'm not even gonna lie. That's a self. Your game, because like
Aaron needs to start with a buddy.
You sure? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Because start with a buddy. 2 hours, you in it.
Yeah.
But the games you named, they're very little.
Ninjury.
I like the fact that y'all did say that. You know, you do have to be aware of. You know, like, I won't parent yourself or. You have to be. Have
different
self-awareness
term.
To make sure that you know your boundaries, what mm-hmm. they are, create those non-negotiables. Just remember, though, that we value ourselves on the systems that we create.
Mm-hmm.
And what we think, and that's what makes us human.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be aware when these systems are used improperly, they can also make us objects and really dehumanize us.
Yeah, for sure. I can see that.
I think we see a lot of that though, just with these like other podcasts and stuff, when they're like, females do X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3.
They can be detrimental. It's like we're working backwards,
right?
Yeah, and I hate when people try to do that. Try to box everybody into their own group. Yeah. You know,
I am a victim. Yeah. I do that sometimes because I be like, y'all, and I don't even like the term y'all. But don't whoop me in. Don't whoop me in.
And it really grinds my gears when people be like, men ain't blink.
It's songs. Like
women ain't.
The men, I like to add that I know in there for them. The men that I know, the women that I know, people that I've seen.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you're going, they're speaking from their perspective, and I get that. But they're like, no, everybody. And I'm like, okay, you're stupid.
But a lot of people aren't able to see past the scope of what's in front of them either.
That's fine. You know, like, that's fine for them.
Oh, man.
Do that over there.
And they like, they'll be with a guy and they'll be like, well, it didn't work out. You know, he just wasted my time. I was like, no, he didn't waste your time.
You just found out. You found out that
he got with you. And in order, that time had to be spent in order for him to know that
this ain't
he
it.
Don't like you.
Yeah.
How else I supposed to find out? You don't come with like an instruction. It ain't like you remember, I don't know if y'all ever watched like Dragon Ball Z or something. It don't come with the nutritional guide on the back.
Nutritional
guide
on the back.
Yeah, the nutritional guide. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, okay, so she this and that. She has no self-esteem. She's trifling a little bit. Yeah, nah, I can't
it's
do that.
It's the stats for me.
Yeah, you can't, people don't. You know what?
She a little dirty.
Yeah, you know what I'm
we need to make a standard and start. You know, like your driver's license should come with a stat sheet that we could just scan and be like, oh,
no, hey, what cooking level -3?
Three?
Negative.
Can't do this.
Cannot do. I'm gonna be hungry all my life. Hey, what y'all trying to eat?
Aggression level 14? What's that about?
I don't know. It really make you think. Like, what's going on inside there? Their heads.
Yearly, you should have a checkup and update your stats.
Oh, you should.
Your level should be your age.
I don't know about that. I think that would shake the system.
But you know what?
It is going to shake the system.
What would really work, and I feel like this would really benefit everybody, if you just did this one thing every 2 weeks, you know what they should do?
What?
They should DM us or send us an email telling us their experiences or what they're going through, so we can determine if they are a rockhead
or not.
Mm-hmm.
Send me your stat sheet.
Send me your stat sheet, and I'll
fix it for you. I'll tell you.
For a small fee.
For free.
I'll do it for free. I'll tell you about yourself now.
I just see her reading the stats. She can't cook.
Anyway, we do have a segment here. It's called Am I the Rockhead? And let's talk about it. We got a very... we got one today. We just gonna put it like that. All right.
Okay.
We got the Tubi Super Bowl commercial. Did y'all watch the Super Bowl?
You talking about Rihanna's concert?
No, not that. But the
Tubi,
wait a minute.
The commercial.
No,
you know,
she's saying
they had like they had football players and stuff at Rihanna's concert.
No, it was the other way around.
It was the other way around.
Yeah. It was the other way around.
That was definitely a Rihanna concert.
Rihanna was at the football. Football was not at the Rihanna.
Rihanna had like this whole football thing.
Yeah, it was so cute.
That concert was nice. But it was long. But
I ain't gonna lie, I did not like the performance. I did not like it.
What?
I did not like
it. I love the Super Smash Bros.
I'm like, these people knew that this lady was pregnant. Why are you gonna whose first idea was just like, oh, this lady pregnant? Let's suspend her 50,000 feet.
Rihanna's idea.
And then let's put other people around her.
Probably catch her.
And
she
put
fell
her
off
in
thing.
Straight red. Right over everything.
It was all a Kanye tribute.
And put
tribute.
These sperm cell looking people.
Man, look, it was a pregnancy announcement / concert. I just don't understand the disconnect. But
there's no disconnect. It just wasn't good. That's all.
Where's the disconnect?
It was no disconnect.
What part wasn't good? Because her vocals were flawless. She was dancing her pregnant booty off. Okay.
Shout out to ASAP Rocky. You know what you're doing, brother.
It just wasn't like much of a... I ain't trying to say it's got to be like a crazy flair or whatever, but some of the arrangements of the music just wasn't... I feel like transitions could have been a little smoother.
She was pregnant.
Not dance. dancing, fool.
She was pregnant.
I'm not dancing.
It's pregnant.
I'm talking about like the song selection and the from going from song to song. Some of the tradition, the transitions could have been a little smoother. Did she do a good, like a great job for herself? Yes. It's just the arrangement of the concert wasn't my favorite. Mm. Like if I put Rihanna,
so you admit that it was a concert.
See.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
I heard
you see?
The game.
He's backtracking.
No, I'm not backtracking. Cam, was the game being played at the time that she was performing?
No.
Exactly.
No, it was a concert that was the in the middle. That was
not- no, the one was.
So can we stop calling it a concert? Can we call it
then
like,
what are we supposed to say then?
It's the halftime
show.
It's the halftime
show. Okay, where well, her halftime show. Was okay. Not
he said concert.
If I was to put it in like the top 15 of it's performances, 15. No, I wouldn't say it's 15.
Oh.
It's like 11.
11.
I could think of 10 other performances.
Rihanna?
Yes. It's like a
she fixed her makeup mid show. Like that was iconic.
That's
she
not did iconic. That sounds like you should have went to the back.
Oh wow.
Why would you do your makeup?
Because she has a makeup brand.
Well, put that on the people that are down there, the sperm cells.
And she did.
Did you
see
one of the
sperm
cells almost fall?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I did. I did. Buddy was on he was the second block over by her. It was her and then the up top second block. They were doing some dance, but he almost,
man.
It was a homicide.
He almost
right
kissed the ground.
How about?
They were suspended. They had hooks, guys.
They should have been suspended from the halftime show. They should have been not in there.
For sure.
They was going to fall like that.
Well, tell me about the commercial, man.
Okay, so this commercial happened. It was a couple sitting down watching the football game. Now, I don't know if y'all familiar with the Tubi commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it look like the announcers are on. Like, the announcers are there. They're telling you a little bit about the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, if you watched it,
right,
it just goes straight to Tubi. It just, like, cuts. Like, you open the app, the Tubi, on your TV.
What movie they saw?
And then it goes to Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And it acts as if it's about to start the movie. And then it goes into another commercial, which furthermore makes you think that Tubi is still on your TV. So you think at this point in time, your TV is...
You're watching a Tubi ad.
Exactly. Really.
Another Tubi ad.
Yeah. Really, though, you still watching the game.
Mm.
So this couple, the dude thought that the lady had changed the TV channel. So he goes ballistic.
Right.
You know, cuss words were said.
Cuss words were
holes
sick.
Were put in walls.
That's unnecessary.
And he went ballistic. So she broke up with him. She left him. But her family thinks that it was the football game. It was a one-off thing.
It was the drinking.
It was the drinking.
It's a hype thing, you know.
Yeah, so they were like, you know, you should go back to him. You kind of wrong for leaving him like that.
I don't even want
to
ask the first real question.
Am,
go ahead and ask it.
Is she a rockhead? For leaving her boyfriend because of the Tubi commercial?
Absolutely not. She did what she had to do.
I don't think she a rockhead either.
I don't think she a rockhead.
There's no...
I think her whole family are rockheads.
Yeah, yeah.
Because for you to tell me to go back with them...
There's holes in my wall.
There's holes... Next one's gonna be in my head.
What if
I overcooked the grits?
No, what if it's not that? What if
he better kill me. And you over here telling me to go back to him? He was drinking. That's the problem.
He's a sheetrock head.
Because I'm like, what if it's not just a commercial next time?
Exactly.
Thank you.
If somebody that just thinking of me in my own personal, like, you know, stuff like I would never react in that way. No matter what the situation is.
It's never that deep.
I won't say that.
Take
all the money in my account.
No, but I'm talking about if we're watching, like, no TV experience will ever be that deep.
Yeah, sir, you
worthy
are
of holes and hey, screaming.
Hey.
Now look, there's certain things, right? I don't ask for much. All right? I play my Minecraft. I've been playing for years. All right. Some things get deleted. I'm not gonna talk to you no more.
Yeah.
Ever, forever, never. Yeah, because like
my career on 2K, if you go,
you saw when that girl deleted his 99 overall.
I'm not gonna lie, like I think they really tripping at that point, like because why you doing that? That's that man piece. That's how he decompressed.
Yo, that's why,
like,
she did it because it's his piece.
Yes,
she wanted him to have no peace. But that's not our. That's not our.
No problems always.
Yeah, she wanted no peace. Problems. Problems always.
Like, that's what she want. Like, you just asking a man to just go across your head. Like, I won't, you delete that.
I would see a different side of me. I would see a different side of me, right, if you did something like that. I'm surprising us both at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right. Ooh,
but
I didn't know I could do that.
But I would not assault you.
I'm gonna walk away.
But in his defense,
he didn't hit her.
Didn't assault her. That's what it. That's
drunk during the football game. Maybe that's the football's his piece or whatever.
Yeah.
Which Super Bowl is this? 80,000?
No,
I don't know.
Yeah, not 80. 52.
Which one?
53. Well, 57? I mean, even if he didn't assault her, like that was still classified as domestic violence is like destroying property around you.
Vandalism.
That's not vandalism.
Is it not?
Mm-mm.
He bunched.
That's destruction of property. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Ooh, she know the law.
Yeah, because I'm like, dog, that situation ain't that deep that the TV just changed on you like that.
And a simple, what's going on?
Yeah.
Are you doing this? Are you doing this?
Yeah. I think that situation was dope. You know, that was a crazy situation, and that lady was right to leave. Cause next time, man, he could have threw her out the window.
Your ass.
Yeah, basically. You know, Cam, how do you feel?
I feel like bro was in the wrong. I do feel like he was in the wrong. I feel like the family was also in the wrong.
To try to make her go back.
You know, I understand why she wants to leave. I understand why he feels, you know, like it was justified doing, but it was like, you know, it's a delicate matter. Except for him, he was not delicate with that matter
at all. And I hope she still ain't with him. You know
what you say?
Because that's something that definitely you shouldn't tolerate. You especially when people give you a red flag like that. That's the biggest flag I ever seen in my life. Like, you know, if you put that, you could put that on the AT&T dome, and I don't think it'd be a big enough flag for what that was.
That was too much.
Way too much.
I think
he's a rocket.
He is, for sure. He's a rocket.
Might she be on rocket.
Rocket. She's not a rocket. Her family's a rocket.
It is what it is, you know. But you know. That's what it is. I do want to ask y'all, Andy with an I, what's something you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Look, don't be a crackhead, like Judge Mathis said.
Wait a minute.
Don't do it. And don't be a rockhead. It's just a game. It's just a show. It's just what it is. Just breathe. That's my thing. Breathe. Take a death. The deep breath.
Take a death. That's the name of the episode.
Don't doubt people, please.
Please.
On my account. Oh. Somebody else, your thoughts, please.
Cam, what's up? You want to tell people we get out of here?
Anyone can deal with victory. Only the mighty can bear defeat.
Okay, then. Bougie hippie, what's something you want to tell the people?
Well, this one came from my God, baby.
Mm.
Shout out to Caden. He told me,
ooh,
you need a sun and the rain to make a rainbow.
Ooh, that's...
There you go, man.
Man, that's here right here.
I was just finna say that baby well on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well.
I'm gonna say, man, emotions... And other things like, you know, caring, love, all that. It's not transactional, people. I can see how you could think that way, but it's not. Shout out to Ken.
Yo, hey. You a product. Everybody's a product. It's give and trade. It's give and take. Everything is.
Nah. Because some people do these things unconditionally.
Right.
Because what?
Because you're worth it.
Because you're worth it.
That's the trade.
Is that the trade?
Yes, you are worth it. Therefore, you are worth something. I will give you something for your worth. That is a trade. There you go.
My thing is though, like there are people in the world who give because they want to, and not because they look for.
Like
something.
I don't look for nothing back. It's just love.
Because you want to.
Just because I want to.
You want to. You've done something that you wanted. There's your transaction.
See,
I don't know how. It ain't gotta be this hard,
y'all.
You
know what? Next episode, we're gonna dive right into that.
All
right, enter your transaction.
Let's do it.
And then, I do want to leave everybody with this. Communication is the key.
Yeah.
It is the key. It's the key to whatever you're trying to get to. You can't get what you want if you don't verbalize it, if you don't write it down. And I won't know what to give you if you never told me what to give you. So you'll be sitting there with nothing.
With this face.
Yeah.
You can't see me.
But you know what? I'm going to give you something that you definitely didn't ask for. Oh, well, wait, not me. Andy's going to give you something that you didn't ask for, but you knew you needed. What's the song of the week?
The song of the week is This Ain't That, brought to you by Tory Deshawn. Get a little Jesus in your heart, just the hood way.
And when you do that, remember, if you ain't vibing with Off the Rock Gang, what are they?
On the Rock. They said I'm way too turned up and can I please dial it back?
And what you say?
This ain't that.
Big believer on a loose copy, man.
This ain't that. This ain't that. This ain't that. That ain't this and this ain't that. You hear me? My problems to the Lord and let them cash out. All that itching for the money, bring the rash out. Send my problems to the Lord and let them cash out. If you see a little scary little Christian, I ain't one of them. Hey, who is that spirit of fears? I don't know, but he don't live here. They hop on the phone already. Bring up a story and kick dirt for some points. They lying all messy. I know they talk about me when I'm gone. I know they talk about me on the phone. Probably gonna talk about me when I'm on. But my people take my name to the throne. I done been there, done that through it all. But a stand-up guy came and took the fall. You know the kingdom coming, heavy steppers walking up the wall. They said I'm way too turned up and can I please dial it back?
And what you say?
This ain't that.
Big believer on the loose copy, man.
This ain't that. This ain't that. This ain't that. That ain't this and this ain't that. You hear me? Candy lemon paint. Chevy tinted window, druggy bending backward for a line like it's limbo. I was headed down a dark path for the De Niro. Jesus on the other line and I ain't get the memo. Yeah, Ecclesium I said, target on me, I'm a threat. Blind man before Jesus came, yeah, they ain't seen none yet. They say let us fill your pockets till you nauseous. I said we can make it work out long as the cross fits. What you thought, keeping God out my raps, this ain't that. What you thought, I'm finna do whatever for some dap, this ain't that. What you thought, that this Bible ain't in my lap?
They believe it definitely on the loose, you hear me?
They said I'm way too turned up and can I please dial it back?
And what you say?
This ain't that.
Big believer on the loose copy, man.
This ain't that. This ain't that. This ain't that. That ain't this and this ain't that.